Right, the book is called Exposure, and it's by an author called Helen Dunmore, and it's selling very well in bookshops all over the country, but including Browsers in Woodbridge. And so I thought, actually, I haven't read it yet, but I have been tempted by it, you see, so I thought we'd explore it, we'd investigate it together.
Fantastic.
Rather than me having an advance notice.
Well, that's good. That means that you're on the journey with us all,
that's
isn't it?
Right,
which is
yes.
good.
But I have read other books by this author, and she is quite intriguing, really, because she's so versatile. She writes a very popular series for children, which is about it's the Ingo series, and it's about an underwater life, an underwater world. She's also an acclaimed poet, and she's written numerous novels. Some of them are set in the modern day and some of them are historical. And one that I really loved, which we're not reading, is called The Siege, which was set in Leningrad during the siege. And it was just horrific, you know, so cold, and they had no food, and she managed to conjure up all those sensations so that the reader felt as cold and almost as hungry. It was really a powerful book. So I have high expectations of this book, and this one is set in 1960 in London, and it's when the Cold War is at its height, and it's when people are suspicious of everybody and anybody. So a spy could be a friend or a neighbour, and it could be a work colleague, or it could be somebody closer. And this is about a woman who, she's got a briefcase. We don't know what's in the briefcase, but she buries it in a garden. And of course, it's very atmospheric. It's pouring rain when she decides to bury this briefcase. But she believes that in doing so, she's protecting her family. And what she'll learn, and what we'll learn, is that no one is immune from betrayal and the consequences of exposure. So it's thrilling. It sounds quite intriguing, doesn't it?
I can't wait to dig into that. So that's Helen Dunmore, and it's called Exposure.
And it's all about divided loyalties.
So you can buy a copy. I'm sure you can get yourself a copy from Suffolk Libraries. And in a month's time, we'll get together and just have a little chat. And if you want to let me know in the meantime what you think of that, I would love to hear from you. You don't need to do a posh review or anything. Just a few words to let me know whether it's thumbs up or down. Then it would be brilliant. And I mentioned Suffolk Libraries, the book fest comes up towards the end of the month.
Yes, it starts on the 21st. And it covers the whole of the half term, so it finishes on the 30th. And there's something throughout that time with, in fact, there's also bookending the festival. There's an event at Lowestoft Library at the beginning, and then Lavenham has got a children's festival at the end as well. So there's something all over the county going on during that time. But for the Bookfest in the libraries themselves, there's a politician speaking, Alan Johnson. Tickets are selling very quickly for that, so need to be quick if you'd like to come along to that one, which is in Ipswich. There's something for history lovers. There's a couple who are talking about the Holocaust. They're called Born Survivors. One lady was actually born at the end of the war at a concentration camp. So she was one of the infant survivors from the war, which is very unusual. They only think there are three fit that description. So she's actually coming to speak about that. And there's also, you know, famous familiar names in novelists, including Barbara Erskine and Ellie Griffiths, who's always a favourite. She's very good at talking about her books. And some W novelists and people who have got more of a local link. There's James Henry, who writes about Colchester. He's introducing his new crime book at Leyston. And also Rosie Thornton, who's written short stories set around Blaxall, and she's going to be speaking in the county as well. So there's all sorts of things going on, and children's events as well as the Lavenham Festival. So.
And because it's Suffolk Libraries, it isn't at one library, it is scattered across the county, so you need to look at their website. And because, as you said, tickets will be selling fast for particularly some of the bigger ones, so make sure you have a look at Suffolk Libraries, look at the events, and then book yourself in for some of those. And Browsers, you've got one or two events still coming up?
Yes, we've had a busy spell, but we've got one coming up on the 12th of October, which is Jan-Philippe Senker, who we discussed, I think it was last month.
It was last month, yeah.
Yes, his book. So he's coming to talk about his new book. And not only is he speaking in Woodbridge at Woodhall Manor, but he's also going to be appearing at Beccles Library in the morning. So if you're available during the morning of October the 12th, do go along to that, because he's, I haven't heard him yet, but he's meant to be a very good raconteur. So he's got, and he's got, you know, such a wide experience of travel and journalism that he's got an awful lot to say, as well as the inspiration behind his novels, which are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a month then, a lot's happening. It's amazing, isn't it? So yes. By the time I next see you, we'll have had a Suffolk Library's Book Fest. You'll have done the other events as well. And we'll have read Helen Dunmore's Exposure. And let us know what you think. Catherine, thank you.
Thank you.